Chinese friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. As always, if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. So, in the previous shiur, in the sugya of Toin, Bechozer V'Toin, we answer two of the Ketzos' kashas based on the premise that there's no din of a doz bal din when someone says, Eini yodei em paraticha. We said there are two reasons why you can't be Chozer V'Toin. One is because kam dina, the din was established. The other is because Avodah's Baal Din. That once the Baal Din says one thing, he can't turn back and say something else, because he's modu when he makes the first taina that the other taina isn't true. And that's the Marashal says, that if a person says Eini yodei em paraticha, so we explain the Marashal that since the Tovei is chayav shvua, there's no kamdina, because the din wasn't established yet, because the Tovei still has to swear. And as far as Hodah's Baal Din is concerned, then that doesn't apply when he says Eini yodei em paraticha. And we wanted to understand why that's true. Based on that, we answered the Ketzos' kasha and the Marashal. But so that's what we did in the previous shiur. But now we just want to understand that premise that the terutzim were based on, and that is that when someone says Eini yodei em paraticha, that's not considered a doz baal din, that he does know that he paid. Right? That doesn't, when he says, I don't know if I paid, that doesn't mean that he's being modeh, and he can no longer say that I did pay. No. Even though it says, Eini yodei em paraticha, there's not a doz baal din that he didn't pay. Why not? Why is that? He says, I don't know if I paid. So how can he go back and say I paid? He's modeh that he didn't pay. So that's what we're trying to explain in this shiur, based in the Torah of Moraine of Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmuel Levi Zetzal. So the Ketzos in Siman Ayin Hei, Sifkat Zayin, Prusin, and Muka Yosef, the name of the Ramah, Resh Mem Hei, that a person can always be Chozer and Toein Niskarti, even if his friend wasn't Chai Veshua. That's like the Ramah Paskin, like the Marashal. The Marashal said, a person can only be Chozer and Toein when his friend was Chai Veshua, because there's no Kamdina. But the Ramah holds that even if even his friend's not Chai Veshua, he could still be Chozer and Toein. And the Sof Tvarav, he asks, why is Hodas Baldim a different than Eidim? By Eidim, we say that an Eidim says Eini Yodea, he can't be Chozer and say Niskarti, because it's Chozer and Magid, like Rashi's in Shavuos, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, Ein Chozer, Mishbetzin, and Choftes. So to one of those Baldin, which is Kamei Eidim, why don't we say, Sha'acha, Sha'oide, Sheini Yodea, Lo Yechol, Lo Lachzer, Lo Niskarti? Why don't we say by Dos Baldin, which is like Mei Eidim, that after he was Moide, that he doesn't know, that he can't go back and say, oh, yes, I do know. Why by Eidim can he not retract, but by Hodas Baal Din he can? So in the Shaykh Chaim Ksubis, he lays a yisod. And that is in Simon Mem Aleph, that there's a chilek gadol between Hodas Baal Din and Hodas Eidim. That Eidim are neman to be mevar to based in the guf hamaisa. Eidim are believed as to actually what happened. Hodas Baal Din doesn't tell us what happened. We don't believe him. Rather, what do we believe him? About the chiyuv, not about the maisa. That he's neman to say that he's chayiv. But the etzem ha-maisa was only mizbaria that they ate him. As it says, Afishnaim ate him yokum dover. The maisa was mizbaria al yidei ate him. So that's number one. So, but the Baal Din, he's only believed klapei the chiyuv. We believe him that he owes, that he's obligated, but not the actual maisa. And we can add that only klapei the chiyuv, he's considered a Baal Din, but klapei the etzem ha-maisa, he doesn't have a Torah's Baal Din. And therefore, but does Baal Din, he only has an amas and the chiyuv. He's only considered Baal Din, the gabi the chiyuv, but not the gabi the guf ha-maisa. And so for this, we see from the Maharsha. The Maharsha says that a knas, you're only zocha mishas ha-moda b'din. Only when the Beis Din obligates you in the knas, are you chayv in a knas. And he proves this from Rabbi Akiva, the first parak of Makkos, who says that Eidim Zomen is considered a knas. That Eid Zomen as a knas, and therefore if Eid Zomim is a knas, according to Rabbi Akiva, and Eid Zomim, who says that we testified and we became Eid Zomim based in Ploni, they don't have to pay Alpi Atzmo until they say Huzamnu v'chuyavnu mamon, until they say that they were actually obligated to pay. So from this Gemara the Rashba proves that a knas is only Mishas Hamad B'din. Maybe a knas is not b'shan samad b'din. Maybe a knas is even before Bezin was mechayiv. But here, there's a gzeiras hakasuv that there's no hodas b'al din b'knas. So what's the Rashba's raya? There's a gzeiras hakasuv, there's no hodas b'al din b'knas. And therefore, when the Eidim Zomim say that they weren't, they're admitting that Eadnu Uzamnu Bebezim Ploni, they don't pay Alpi Atzmo, because they're obligating themselves in a knas. That they can't do. But who says that they're only that it's only Mishas Hamad B'din? It's only after Bezin was Mechayiv the Knas, they have to pay the Knas. No. Even before Bezin, maybe for the Etzem Maisa that they did, they're already Mechayiv the Knas. There's just a din that when they admit it, when they come forth and our information is coming from them, from the Baal Din, then they don't have to pay the Knas. But if our information isn't coming from the Baal Din, if just Bezin decides that he did a certain Maisa which is Mechayiv Knas, so maybe even before Shas Hamad B'din. He's already going to be Chayiv. Maybe just for the Etzem Maisa he's going to be Chayiv. And it's not because of Hamad B'din. And the reason why the Baal Din isn't Mishalim Al Piyatzmo, because it's Gzeres HaKosav. That there's no Das Baal Din B'Knas. So it's Mukhuch from this, that the Rashba explains that this Gzeres HaKosav is Yerushin Elohim, Pratam Mashiach Atzmo, the judges had to Mashiach you. The judges incriminate you, you can't incriminate yourself. It's not b'taras miyut ba'alma, it's not just stam a miyut, an exclusion, to be a ma'ayat a knas from the din of Adoz Baal Din, but rather, the yisod din that was mischadish in this pasuk of Asher Yashir and Elohim, is that the whole chalos chiyuv of the knas is only al yidei based, and that's what it means. Asher Yashir and Elohim promashios atzmo. It's only because Bezim is mechayiv you. It's not only a miyut that you can't be mechayiv yourself. It's a miyut that the Bezdin has to be mechayiv you. And it's not like other chiyuvei mamon where the chiyuv is because of the etzem ha-maisa. But by knas beizdin, they're marshiyah. They're the ones who are mechayiv knas. And memela to svara, memela prat le marshiyah satzma. But the yisoida davar is that it has to come from the beizdin. And that's where we learn two things. You learn it's mishas hamad b'din, and you learn he can't be marshiyah himself. Because the yisoida is that it all has to come from beizdin. That's the raya of the Rashba. Rashba says, look at Eid Zomim. And Eid Zomim can't say, come say that he's Heyadnu Uzamnu Bebezdin Ploni. In such a case, they don't have to pay. Why? Why don't they have to pay? Unless they say that Huzam v'chiyavnu mamon, they have to have been mischayev mamon. Then it's not al piatzmam anymore. Then already the bezim is mechayev them. It's not coming from them. The chiyuv mamon isn't coming from the eidim. Chiyuv mamon from the eidim zomim. Chiyuv mamon is coming from the bezim. But before they say chiyavnu mamon, they're not chayev. Why are they not chayiv? Why are they not chayiv if they say that it's coming from the Beis Din? So, if they just say, Heyad Nevu Uzamnu, the answer is because it has to come from the Beis Din. There's no chiyuv knas unless it comes from the Beis Din. And that's because, Ein Zochem Bo'al Mishas Hamad B'din. The Etzem Maisa isn't mechayiv a person. The Etzem Maisa isn't mechayiv a person in knas. It's only because the Bezim is a mechayiv person in Knas, is chayiv in a Knas. And therefore, you see that the Edim Zomimin cannot say, even though they say that they became Edim Zomimin and Beis Imploni, they're not going to pay. Why? Because they're incriminating themselves. They're obligating themselves in Knas. And there is no Knas by yourself. It has to be that the Beis Imploni is Mechayiv in a Knas. It's really coming from the same place. Ein Zochem Bo'ol Mishas HaMad B'din. So because of that, you can't be Marshia yourself. The Beis Din has to be Marshia you. So it's not the Etzem HaMaisa that you did that's Mechayiv Knas. It's the fact that you did this Maisa and Beis Din was Mechayiv you in a Knas that you're Chayiv in a Knas. And therefore it doesn't work if you are Mode yourself that you owe a Knas and Beis Din wasn't Mechayiv you. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows: the Dafka Lagabe Eidim. We consider any Odeya Hagadas Eidus, since they're Naman Klapa the Yetzim Amais, who are Makabal their Eidus, that they don't know. And therefore, Eno Chozer or Magid, we believe you that you don't know. But by Ados Baldin, Amiris any Odeya doesn't have Torah Seida at all. Because Ados Baldin is not Naman of the Yetzim Amais. He's only Naman Klapa the Chiyuv Mammon. And if so, May Karad, there's no Namanus on this that he doesn't know. I'm a Baal Din, you say I owe you $1,000. Say, I don't know if you owe me $1,000. You don't believe me about that. I'm not believed, because I'm not believed about the Yetzim HaMaisa. And not that you're Mechayiv me, you're Mechayiv the Loiva, when he says, Ein Adam Praticha, it's not me Taras Adas Baal Din. But rather, as Reb Chaim explained in Simin Yadalit and the Shari Chaim Bav Basra, the Mokum Chiyuv Bor, Ein Or Naman B'Tanosa, Lar Elonu Sofik, Shema Haya Piron, Vili Potter. That if there's a chiyuv bor that he originally owed $1,000, I owed you $1,000 b'beirur, so we have no reason to arouse a suffik, and he's not naman to be ma'ur a suffik. Maybe there was a pure when he says, I don't know if I paid. That doesn't even create a suffik for us. And frankly, as was explained there, even when he says a tainus vadev piron, it's not ma'ur a suffik, but just he has a schus, the loiva has a special schus to make a taina of piron. That we've had a shir on this, we've discussed this in the past. But he's not ma'ur any suffik. He's just one of the rights of the loiva is to say that I paid. It's a schus miyuchedes, but that doesn't arouse a suffik in us. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim, which hopefully we'll talk about more at a future date. Akoponim, so that we believe in when he say, Eni Odeyam Praticha, it's not Mitaris Ados Baldin, but just because we know that he owes him $1,000, we have no reason to believe that he paid him. And therefore, Mechayivim, when he says, Eni Odeyam Praticha, because Eni Odeyam is not a Tainus Piron, and therefore you can't see as a schus to say I paid, because here he's not saying I paid, so it doesn't help that he's a schus to say I paid. So since this is an Ahidah, the Ramah paskins that he could be Choyzer and say Nizkarti. It's not Ahidah. When he says Eni Adam Praticha, I don't know if I paid you. So he's not being Modeh that he didn't pay. Why is he not being Modeh? Because we don't believe him. Because we don't believe him about the Yetzim HaMaisa. Since we don't believe him, so now we can go back and say Nizkarti. There's no Kamdina. And there's also no Hodah. There's no Hodah because we don't believe him about the Yetzim HaMaisa. We don't believe him. That he doesn't know whether or not he paid. With that we don't believe him, and therefore he can make a new taina. So according to this, we understand that the ikar din of enyodeh paraticha is not midino dos bal din sheino yodeh. Because he's not moida on the chiyuv, and he has no ne'amonos, right? He's not moida that he owes, because he's saying any yodeh. And there's also no ne'amonos of odas bal din on the metzias that he doesn't know. He's just mischayev to pay, since he's not saying that I already paid. So we know that he owed him $1,000, and we've no reason to believe he paid him back. So we don't believe him that he doesn't know whether or not he paid. And he's not moda that he owes him the money. So, in the meantime, we just know that there's a chiv of $1,000, and we have no indication it was paid back, so pay. And therefore, if he's choizer v'toyin niskarti, ain kan chiseron mitzad odas baldin. So therefore, when he goes back and he makes a taina of niskarti, oh yes, I remember. I remember that I did pay. So there's no chiseron of odas baldin that he originally admitted that he doesn't know if he paid. And now he's going back and saying, oh yes, I did pay. Why is there no odas baldin? Because we don't believe him about the metzias. So it emerges according to this that the hasag of the Maharshal, that here according to the Ramah you should have a din of Einor Chozer V'Toein, is only because of Kamdina. That's his taina on the Ramah, right? Because what did the Maharshal say? The Maharshal says there's no Kamdina if he's Chayiv Shvua. If the Toiveya is Chayiv Shvua to get his money, then we can't say the din was already established because it still requires a shvua. So comes the Maharshal and Tanya's on the Ramah, say there. But you, we paskin, that no shvua is necessary. And since no shvua is necessary, so come dina. But he had no problem, mitzah that he was modeh, that he didn't yet pay. Because saying any odam paraticha is not a hodah that I didn't yet pay. We don't believe him about the Metzius. We don't believe a Baal Din about the Metzius. He's not even considered to be a Baal Din about the Metzius. Only about a Chiyuv. And he was never molded to a Chiyuv. So the Maharshal says very nicely. He says, according to the Shita of the Sha'armder of Alphys, that the Toveya needs a Shvua, so therefore here you're cool on both ends. He can make the Taina again. Why? Because there's no Kamdina because the Shvua is still required. And there's no Hodas Baal Din because he's not believed about the Metzias. Hashem came according to the Ramah, he says, but according to you, you're right, there's no Hodas Baal Din because he's not believed about the Metzias, but there's still Kamdina here. And since there's Kamdina, according to you, because according to you there's no Shavua, we pass him there's no Shavua, so how can he be Chozer B'Toin when it's Kamdina? That's the Maharshal's Taina on the Ramah. For those who remember the previous shiur, that's how we answered the Ktzeis's Kash and the Maharshal. Because the Ktzeis's Kash and the Maharshal was that why you believe to be Chozer V'Toein? You believe to be Chozer V'Toein, mi p'tur l'p'tur, because there's a migu. You have a migu that you could have stuck with your first taina. And since you could have stuck with your first taina, we believe you on your second taina. So the Ktzo says to the Maharshal, you're saying it's mi p'tur l'p'tur because the fel is still chai v'shvua, and therefore saying any odeh paraticha is not a tainus. Doesn't obligate him because the other guy's still chayv shvua. So now he's allowed to go back and say, no, I did pay you. Because you're allowed to go from tour to tour, but you don't have a migu here. Because if he sticks with his first story, any day in Paraticha, then the other guy can just take a shvua and get his money. So he has, so he loses his migu, because he has every reason to change his story. You don't have a migu if you have a good reason to change your story. You only have a migu if you have no reason to change your story. Why would you change your story if you can just stick with your first story? If you're changing your story, we can believe you. But here, he has every reason to change his story, and therefore we shouldn't believe him. He should change his story because the other guy says that in your damn paraticha, he just takes his shoe when he gets his money. So when he goes to the second time, he says, no, I did pay you. We shouldn't believe him because he doesn't have amigo. So why is the Marashal not bothered by that? The answer is that he doesn't need amigo, because you can't go from patur to patur, either because you can't be chozer v'toin, either because of kamdina or because of adas baldin. And here there's no kamdina because the shvuah is still required, and there's no adas baldin because he's not believed about the metzias of any dam praticha. So therefore we have no reason not to allow him to go to, not to allow him to make a new taina. Normally he can only make a new taina from tour to tour if he is a miku. But here he doesn't need to come on to the miku. Because here there was no hodah. Because as we explained, he only needs the migu because originally he was maida. It was hadas baldin. And therefore we need a migu. We can believe him when he says the second story. And here he has no migu because he has every reason to go to the second story. The answer is here he doesn't need a migu because there's no hadas baldin. There's no Zaz Baldin, he doesn't need to come on to Amigo, and there's also no Kamdina here. So in the middle of them, right, there's no Kamdina because the other guy still has to swear. So in the middle of them, Marashal says, then in the Amparaticha, he can be Chozer V'Toin. So that's beautiful, and there's still more to say. There's still the second Kasha, the Ketzos, that we never answered. So maybe we'll be Zocha to answer that in a future shir, and we should be zocha to continue singing the flows from Taras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.